This show is brought to you by ERN. Find us online at ernlive.com. Welcome back to The Drive. Now here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Our show brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. And now they are part of the Stanley Black & Decker family, and I shall be doing more with them. So still good fun stuff to come from that. Now just more tools. Anyway, also don't forget the Craftsman Club. You want to join that because there's deals to be had there. Mike Wan, the executive director of Hot August Nights, is on the line, and we're going to be talking about this show every week leading up because I am the Grand Marshal. Once again, thank you, Mike, for that honor. Appreciate that, brother.
You are welcome. And, you know, you go to our website, and you go under Special Guest, and there you are. There's a picture of you and everything about you on our website at hotaugustnights.net as a special guest.
Oh, nice. You know, I'm going to try and bring one of my celebrity buddies, as I said before, to you privately. We got to figure out who can we bring that is, you know, like super special. I've got a few in mind. Of course, I talked to John Ratzenberger, who is, you know, Cliff Clavin from Cheers, but he's also in the brand new Cars 3 coming. He's been in every Pixar film. He may come. I've talked to the dudes from Fast and Loud on Discovery Channel, Richard and Dennis. They may come. So I'm just teeing up for, you know, and what happens if they all decide to come? There's going to have to be like three Grand Marshal guest cars behind me, if you know what I mean, in the parade. So that'll be
fun.
We
could do like a City Fair bus or something.
Yeah, right.
Open the windows.
That giant shopping cart. You guys, they have a shopping cart that's as big as a city bus. And there's a guy sitting up in the top driving, and the engine's down near the ground. And it's like 20 feet in the air. Where they got that or made that, whose is that, by the way?
That's Save Mart. That's our great partner and our sponsor, Save Mart. That's their shopping cart. That's part of their deal.
That is the most amazing thing. You'd see that at Mardi Gras. You know what I mean?
No beads.
That's crazy. All right. So every year when I go, almost every year, there's a couple of years when I stayed at a couple of the other properties, by the way. I've stayed at Silver Legacy or El Dorado, and some of my crews in Circus. It's all downtown Reno. And downtown Reno, by the way, man, it keeps getting better and better and better, but it's beautiful. And of course, Silver Legacy and El Dorado have really kicked it up a notch with all the activities that they do during Hot August Nights, and especially the cruise. And so that's where I'll be doing my show, is Silver Legacy. Or maybe, I don't know, we'll talk to El Dorado. We'll see what we can do. And we'll do a live show on Saturday morning of Hot August Nights. What are the dates for the people, by the way?
That would be the 12th. That would be Saturday the 12th.
Okay, but again, it's like a whole entire week or so to be able to go to Hot August Nights in Reno and be able to do all kinds of stuff. But just so you know, El Dorado, Silver Legacy, and Circus, they've had a $50 million reinvestment. So these properties are super duper nice. And food? Oh, my God. Some of the amazing food that's there. You won't even believe it. So a great place to come, of course. And then if you've got kids and you want to bring them, they have the Circus Carnival Midway, which when my kids were younger, even, and now my youngest is like 17. So but when they were a little bit smaller, that was a lifesaver for the young kids, because, you know, they get like overwhelmed with cars for a little while, and they go, oh, let's go inside the air conditioning. So it's a good thing the Circus was there. But anyway, so some of the cool stuff that's going on, of course, is all the live entertainment at all the different casinos all around Reno and Sparks. I mean, amazing, and we talked about it last week, but do a favor, Mike, and give a few names of the live entertainment.
The Saturday night, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts at the Grand Sierra Resort, open, free concert. Last year, we had American and Monkees there. We estimated about 15,000 people in the parking lot.
Whew.
Saturday night, Joan Jett. Friday night, Rick Springfield.
Wow.
So our entertainment, we stepped it up a notch. Johnny Rivers on Thursday night. So we are expecting large crowds, and this is good for us and good for our vendor sponsors that are in the area, because it puts people in their front door.
By the way, when I talked about food, Kanpai Sushi, El Jefe's Cantina, and then there's tons of other great stuff like the legendary Cantor's Delicatessen out of Los Angeles opened in May. And I don't know if you guys have never been to Cantor's Delicatessen, but they've got one now, which it is like a mile-high pastrami sandwich. You've never seen anything like this.
I love Pastrami.
Yeah, I know it. And then they have stuff like, you know, the Panda Express and pizza. And also, you guys, looks like you have a Habit Burger. We're going to have to do a business and burgers from there.
I think so.
You know, because, I mean, is that the first one in Reno? Because I've never seen it.
Yeah, I believe so. I've been to the one down in Northern California. I think it's either Rockland or Roseville, and it was a very good burger. So I got to check this one out.
Nice. Anyway, I'll be staying at one of the properties there, El Dorado, Silver Legacy, or Circus Circus. They're three in a row, and I'll be doing a live show in one of those places as I get a little more info. You guys, whoever ends up at Hot August Nights in Reno, you guys come by and say hi. Make sure you say hi. Maybe we'll get some shirts and some giveaway stuff. And then, I don't know, I think we're supposed to do some giveaway stuff on one of these shows leading up. So, Mike, you let me know whenever you're ready to do that. We'll give something away.
Okay.
Get people, you know, get people fired up to go to Hot August Nights. And thousands upon thousands. They had like 6,000 hot rods, classic cars register. And my guess is a good another 10,000, because you have to register to be in the cruise, right? So that way the cruise only has classic cars. And then, but there's classic and hot rod cars all over. So this event by Auto Week magazine was called one of the top three events, along with Monaco Grand Prix, if you can imagine that. So Auto Week magazine named Hot August Nights one of the top three events to put on your bucket list as a car guy. All right, let me take a break, and we'll come back, because I want to tell you guys, for those who don't want to just go and see some of the cool cars, there's more going on, drifting and all kinds of fun stuff. So hang with us. We'll be right back. We're talking about the amazing, amazing Hot August Nights in Reno. I'm the Grand Marshal. Hell yes, I'm going to promote it. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of The Drive with Alan Taylor on the road ahead.
Everyone's looking at you. Oh.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.